Blog Talk Radio.
The name of this song, Uncle Sam Dance. It's a show tune, but the show ain't been written for it yet. We gonna see if Tony Jerome and the band can maybe work it out for me, straighten me out right quick. I like it so far, man. Yeah. Come on, let's go. Welcome to the United Snakes, land of the thief, home of the slave, Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred and proud. Let's do the thrill. Come on now. Smoke and mirrors, stripes and stars, stolen for the cross in the name of God. Bloodshed, genocide, rape and fraud, written to the pages of the law, good law. The cold continent latchkey child ran away one day and started acting style. King of where the wild things are, daddy's proud, cause the Roman Empire done passed it down. Imported and tortured the workforce and never healed the wounds or shook the curse off. Now the grown-up Goliath nation holding open all distance for the part of David. Can you feel? Nothing can save you, you question the rain, you get rushed in and chained up. Fist raised, but I must be insane, cause I can't figure single damn way to change. Welcome to the United Snakes, land of the thief, home of the slave, the Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred and power is God. Welcome to the United Snakes, land of the thief, home of the slave, the Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred and power is God. All must bow to the fat and lazy, the obey me, and why do they hate me? Who me? Only two generations away from the world's most despicable slavery trade. Pioneered so many ways to degrade a human being that it can't be changed to this day. Legacy so ingrained in the way that we think we no longer need change to be slaves. Lord, it's a shameful display. The overseers even got raped along the way. Cause the children can't escape from the pain, and they born with the poison, this hatred in their veins. Try and separate a man from his soul, you only strengthen him and lose your own. But shoot that he walked near the throne, remind him that this is my home. Now I'm gone. Welcome to the United States, land of the thief, home of the slave, the Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred and power is God. Welcome to the United States, land of the thief, home of the slave, the Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred. Hold up, give me one right here, hold up. You don't give money to the bums on the corner with a sign bleeding from their gums. Talking about you don't support a crackhead. What you think happens to the money from your taxes? The government's the addict with $1 billion a week, kill brown people's habits. And even if you ain't on the front line, when master yell crunch time, you right back at it. Man, look at how you hustling backwards. At the end of the year, add up what they subtracted. 3 out of 12 months, your salary pay for that madness. Man, that's savage. What's left? Get a big-ass plasma to see where they made Dan Rather point the damn camera. Only approved questions get answered. Now stand your ass up for that national anthem. Welcome to the United States, land of the free, home of the slave, the Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred and power is God. Welcome to the United States, land of the thief, home of the slave, the Grand Imperial Guard, where the dollar is sacred and power is God.
Sister Soldier, are you a racist?
You can't call me or any black person any place in the world a racist. We don't have the power to do to white people what white people have done to us. And even if we did, we don't have that low-down, dirty nature.
So do you believe there are any good white people?
If there are, I haven't met them. Where are they?
Good evening, America. This is your president. Please listen carefully to the announcement I'm about to make. After careful consideration and research, Vice President Duke, Congress, and myself have concluded that black people have not advanced technologically. Their educational testing scores are on a rapid decline. The vast majority of them are on welfare and producing babies at a faster rate than they can support them, and we will not carry them anymore. We are left with no other choice but to put slavery back into effect. All blacks will report to the designated camps in their area to receive further orders. The only blacks excused will be those serving in the United States military and the police. Any blacks who do not cooperate will be terminated immediately. I repeat, slavery is back in effect.
We are at war! That's what I told you! I know you heard what the president said, and if the nigga don't move, then he's dead. It's time for us to take the stand. Woman to woman and man to man. Blood rushes through your veins, you feel the fear. Who'd have thought that it could happen here? In the land of the free, home of the brave. The year's 95, you're a slave. When they first hear the news, press play and then rewind and review. But the message is clear and it cuts just like the knife. You don't surrender, they take your life. And I remember the movies my mama used to show me.
What's your name?
Remember the times when they bought and they sold us. We are at war. That's what I told you. That's what I told you. That's what I told you. That's what I told you.
War zone, Dave. Two motorcycle officers horribly wounded in a deadly crossfire. The police seeming unable to rescue them in spite of several desperate, heroic attempts. It's completely
brothers, don't get guns to pack up on ammunition. Now that they see that it's a critical condition, racism was here, but they didn't take it seriously. And then they said that I was crazy. Violence escalating, and it's sad to see so many brothers being killed by the enemy. Mothers and daughters and fathers and sons. Why can't they see we couldn't win by the gun? I told you how to win, but now it's too late. The enemy's on the rise, and he feels your face. Greed is a weapon. Technology sets in. The war drum is sounding. The tool is the record. The will and the skill of the black man. Exact man. Giving a hand to his brother man. A word to the wise, and I tell you once again. Know your enemy from your friend.
Warned you that it was coming. I gave you the message when the fucking drummer was drumming. The Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Wednesday night. This is Antoinette. And tonight, Brother Eddie, we'll be having a roundtable discussion, and this will be a part two from a continued conversation from Brother Eddie. Are you with me?
Yes, I am, Sister Antoinette. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're loud and clear.
Great, great. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
I'm doing fabulous.
Great, that's good.
I'm doing fabulous.
That's great.
And before we get started, let me acknowledge Ashe to the ancestors, namaste to the elders, and much love, family, friends, and listening audience for their time and space, and most of all, this portion of your life that you share with us. It is always greatly, greatly appreciated, family. And yes, tonight's roundtable class discussion part two. Yes. And since we're getting started, I'm going to start with a current event that Sister Antoinette sent me. And with this, I just want to let the family know how everything lines up with me. And Sister Antoinette, thank you. Because again, as
welcome.
I always ask the family that if you send me a link, you know, send me a small description about that link. And some links have slight descriptions, some of them don't. This particular link did have a slight description, but Sister Antoinette's description and what she said added up to what we will be discussing in tonight's class. And two, the description and the link added up to what I was already working on for tonight's class. So for me, this is how everybody has their particular way of seeing confirmation in the things that we're doing. So with that, to even start off, I want to start off with today being the 21st, but the complete date of 9/21/2022 comes to a 9. So we're looking at a 3 and a 9 right now. And that's, again, all connected to the class, because we're on what's being referred to, and we're trying to stay, again, on a spiritual level of the things that we're dealing with on this physical and material plane of existence, this third dimension. So today's date, coming up to a 9, we're going to start off with universal time. Universal is 27. Time is 18. 27 plus 18 is 45, which is another 9. So right now we're still on man's limited understanding of universal time, God's time. So again, tonight's class, we want to have stimulating conversation. And through our words, we should stimulate and activate the memories that help us bring order, because they're in our memories. The words are no more than music. But don't let me, I'm getting sidetracked. we're looking at today as being the last day of summer. And tomorrow, we're looking at it being the first day of autumn or fall. But for me, man, so-called limited understanding, knows the truth. And to tie in Sister Antoinette's link of this current event was about the British Parliament, who are basically stating that September 24th, which is Saturday, will be a day to be remembered. And her description in the link is dealing with them basically talking about Armageddon, and she basically went into, you know, no man knows that end of time date, and which was great. So it was no need for me to go in there and read it. She gave me what I needed. But when they gave the time, I mean the date of this Saturday, September 24, 2022, well, the day, like I said, is a 9. 3 days from now would be a 3. On the 24th of September. And getting back to them telling us, and we believe and not believe, or get into and not get into, but then we, the energy is that we start to look at these dates, and remember, dates are very important because a date comes to 5, important is 5. So these dates that they're using are important, but are they zapping our energy through our conversation by even adhering to today being the last day of summer and tomorrow being the first day of fall? And for me, even with what they give and we don't pay attention to, and this is dealing with my area of Central Standard Time, today, sunrise was at 6:37 a.m. Sunset was at 6:49 p.m. That gives 12 minutes. That gives us that variation of, for me, actual equinox. And with their calculation of time, they being the system that gives us this, the next day, which is Thursday, sunrise here would be at 6:39. Sunset would be at 6:47. Friday, sunrise would be at 6:41. Sunset would be at 6:45. Saturday, sunrise would be at 6:43. Sunset would be at 6:43. For me, Saturday, because of that equal, as we always say, equal nights, equal day and night is the actual equal nights. But again, by this calendar that has offset the days, and then they coming up with what they want us to follow and believe, universal time tells me when it's equal day and night, that's the equinox, family. And I don't have to prove it, just my words alone. And we even thinking about these things that we normally don't even think about. Because for me, again, it's the stimulating conversations that make us think, along with the order of the universe, getting back in order, as we say. So I wanted to start with that current event, basically getting us back to the real equinox, because we should be feeling that switch or that shift in us from the season. How we're feeling now, if we're feeling sluggish, feeling tired or we're feeling energetic, because some people, again, change with the universe. Some people are cold people. They deal and love the winter. Others love the summer and spring. But again, do we even take recognition in our attitudes and our bodies, our emotions with each season? So with that in mind, think about this transference of energy from the summer to the fall this Saturday and bringing it back to the article when they said, we will remember 9/24/2022, this Saturday. We'll remember now because we're getting back with it. Again, anytime they put something out, it's a distraction and it drains our energy. Because when we talk about it, the conversations, the way that they've given it, without giving balance, which what I'm doing is offsetting that nonsense about any Armageddon that they're talking about. And by the way, 3/21 comes to England. I talked about England, America, Africa, and France, all 21. We will start seeing their faces appear more and more and more. Mainstream, fake news, social media, what have you. So with that being said, Sister Antoinette, you can go on to the next current event, or you can add to that one if you had that particular link open, or you wanted to add something to that.
I'm going to add something to that. There's a couple things that I want y'all don't be surprised, that basically, and don't get upset. One, that they're planning this for here as well, is in Germany where this came from. But the Denver Office of Emergency Management announced it will give away bug out bags to help people prepare to respond to emergencies as part of the National Preparedness Month. This event will take place on September the 24th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's your three again, Brother Eddie.
Yep. Yeah.
They have another thing that okay, wait a minute. I got to make sure I get the right one. Okay, in Kansas, they have where they need volunteers for September the 24th, again, from 7 a.m. to 12 noon at this fire station, and I'm going to spell it again, in Kansas. And it's OSKAL. Got that, Brother Eddie? And the address is 508 Jefferson Street. And the zip code is 66066. But they need 50 volunteers to act as persons injured from a natural disaster, /wildfire. Victims will be given an injury card, and first responders will sort the victims for response training. Some role players are also needed to play victims at E-County long-term care facilities located in, I can't say that name, but I spelled it for y'all, Mason Valley Falls, Nortonville, and Winchester. And you have to sign up by September the 20th, which I think that was yesterday. Yeah.
Yep.
All ages are welcome over the ages of 10. So when you hear something that happened in Kansas, know that this was a drill. But we also know that with all drills, these demons got to have something real that happens. Now, there's another one. And I'm not sure where. This one is the NHS, which is the NHS is England, But now I don't know where this is for, if this is for in England as well. But NHS needs troops. They need people aged from 18 to 80 to be hospital patients. Friday, September the 24th. Well, so it must be England because September the 20th. All right, well, we're shooting for the NHS between Thursday the 23rd and Saturday the 25th of September and have a variety of requirements over there in England. On Friday the 24th, afternoon call time, we're looking for men and women aged 18 to 80 to be hospital patients. So, as you can see, these demons are going to be busy. So, you know, when we hear things, you know, this weekend, you know, we know where all this is going. And then there's something that's going to be cold this weekend, too. Okay, Brother Eddie.
Yeah.
So I added to that, and I couldn't find this. I'm looking for it, but I was told to look up the White Elephant Law. So if anybody knows anything about the White Elephant Law, could you please call in? Do you know about it, Brother Eddie?
No, I'm not familiar with that term. The White Elephant Law.
Yeah, it's a law. It's in Congress. But, you know, when I was trying to find it, it's been scrubbed. I went to Google Scholar, and I still couldn't find it. So I'm going to continue the research for that. I even reached out to some historians. They, you know, they're not here at this channel, but, you know, other places. So I reached out to them if they know anything so that they can tell me. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So,
if anybody, you know, you come across the White Elephant Law, please let me know, please. Okay, and now I was trying to find some good news because I'm tired of bad news. So,
well, let me,
no matter how you, go ahead.
Let me do this. And like I said, first of all, I'm always looking for the spiritual.
Yeah.
Even in the negative, they're words that balance the spiritual. And for
mm-hmm.
me to find those words to offset the words being used is the key for me in unraveling a lot of this so-called nonsense, you know. And again, I've just been giving and love what I've been given to see these
yeah.
numbers behind words, phrases, you know, to make sense of the distractions that they give us. But I wanted to give a PSA, public service announcement, since we was talking about all this disaster and everything, and we always talking about readiness, preparedness kits.
Yeah.
So quickly, it's just three things basic. There's that three again.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. We need to think about, you know, because again, if anything, if, and if is a little word that has a big possibility. So if it does, number one, we always talk about build the kit. Build an easy emergency preparedness kit that you can use at home and take with you if you must evacuate. Some of the key things to include in the kit we mention all the time is to include water, non-perishable foods,
yeah.
flashlight, extra batteries, battery-powered radio, first aid kit, and your medication. You can add to that, but for me, those are what we call the bare necessities. Number two,
mm-hmm.
make a plan. Talk to your members and your family or whoever you're staying with about what to do in case of an emergency. make a plan in case separation, and choose places to meet. In case of a sudden emergency as a fire, a designated place outside the house that everybody knows where it is. If it's a place because you're at work, children at school, so forth and so on, talk about a designated place where you all are going to meet. These are important things to just think about, fam. And number three, last but not least, be informed.
Mm-hmm.
Know what kind of emergency situations may occur wherever you may live, where you work, again, where your children go to school. Get trained, if you can, in first aid and CPR so that you know what to do in case of an emergency. We continue to hear about stories of, especially here in Chicago, happened Monday, and they're still talking about it, but craziness. Auntie of a three-year-old boy pushed him in the river, Lake Michigan, basically.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And said that he fell in. But they got it on camera. Well, you downtown Chicago. And again, I'm sorry, it's a downtown river in Chicago. But the embankment from that fall, it's no way to get up. And again, like I said, this, I'm keeping my head because you know me, family, when it comes to the children, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly the way I feel because I'm getting mad just hearing about it.
You know, so again, she, you know, been arrested in Ireland. But like I said, the boy's on life support now because, again, they had to wait to paramedics because the people who were there thought to themselves that they jumped in, there's no way they can get themselves and the child up. And it was just females that happened to be in the area anyway. But I'm thinking to myself, you know, yeah, I probably would have jumped in and thought about it later, but dang, how would I have gotten up? You know, but the thing is, at least I would have had the baby and could have just kept myself afloat. I can do that, you know, a three-year-old
yeah.
too. But, man, that was crazy. That was crazy.
Yes, it
but
was.
Again,
that's, oh, my God.
To get back to the public service announcement, family, just to reiterate, these are things to think about because, again, I know a lot of us, and I include myself with the us, procrastinate on certain things that we could have gotten done some time ago.
Yeah.
So when we keep hearing these things or reading these things, that's no more than the echo chamber in your mind telling you, you know, get up off your behind and get that done if it ain't done. So
yes.
With that being said, Sister Angela, did you have anything else?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
All right, give me a second. Okay. Now, this one, I don't know who he is, but I'm assuming that y'all probably would. Shannon Sharpe, excuse, phase over welfare scam, D-R-E, is accused of conspiring with Mississippi ex-governor Phil Bryant to defraud the government to pay for a volleyball stadium built. Okay, computer. All right, I'm sorry, y'all. Wait a minute. A computer jumped. Now, where was I? Okay, shoot. Oh, I left it. Well, anyway, he defrauded the government. And now I'm trying to find. Built for the University of Southern Mississippi. Faye is named in a civil suit along with Bryant and others for stealing $5 million from the state's welfare funds. Text released show Bryant assuring no way to trace back the fraud directly to him. Bryant also ushered Faye through the process of defrauding the government by advising him on how to write a proposal to get it through just after firing Mississippi Department of Human Services Director John Davis for fraud. But I thought that I'd seen where he was a football player, an ex-football player. Yeah, the internet is buzzing over Pro Football Hall of Fame tight end and ESPN commentator Shannon Sharpe's takedown of the NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Faye over his latest scandal. Brian Faye, who has managed to escape allegations of rape, sexual harassment, and drug addiction, may have gone one step too far in this latest incident. Okay, Brother Eddie. There's more to it, but this is in Black Press USA, y'all.
Well, for me, it's as far as that whole scenario is concerned, these are the times that all of these fake preachers and politicians are falling. You know,
yeah.
I'm not giving too much energy, you know, on individuals who have got caught up playing catch up, you know, instead of getting them a bottle of Heinz and just chilling, you know.
Yeah.
Eat your popcorn, hot dogs, fries, and burger, you know, and stop playing somebody else's game when you truly, truly don't know the game. Anything.
That is so true.
You think you know, you only know what they've given you, just like they've given us. So much hid, stole, you know, kept a secret.
Yeah.
All these things that are actually being revealed at this time. So,
we have
you
a
know.
Caller. Yes.
Okay, it's
I'm
like
sorry,
I said, it's round table, so we can start letting our family in.
Okay. Area code 405. Okay, give me a second. I'm going to get you in. Oh, okay, you're in. Okay, area code 405. Now?
Can I be heard?
Oh, now
yes,
you can, Brother Man. Yeah.
Peace
and love.
Can.
Peace and love, family.
Peace
how
and
you
love
doing?
To you.
Good to hear everybody's voice. Just real quickly, I wanted to tell you about the white elephant law is an old law that it basically consists of if America or the United States, the corporate, whatever you want to name it, ever goes into civil unrest, civil war, that the United States government will take like strongholds, like prisons. Are definitely considered strongholds, and the White Elephant Law states that in the event of civil war, that the government will go and they have to euthanize. They basically gonna kill all the prisoners. It don't matter if you're there for 6 months or 60 years, you will be considered a threat to the government. Which is, I mean, that's logical. Like, of course, they would, you know, fight the people that got them in there. So they would kill them instantly and use them as military strongholds, as well as schools, your fire stations, your all the facilities is built for, basically built for war. They blame it on weapons.
So they're going to kill the children? They're going to kill the children?
Yes, they would do that all. They would, if they, I'm Well, I didn't say that in the I didn't read that, but I know that the prisoners in the prisons, the prisoners are automatically deemed a threat to the government. And if it ever came down to the government, the establishment against the people, yeah, the prisoners got to go no matter what, because
Let me interject something real quick that answers Sister Antoinette and what they didn't say that they are saying. Because what you're mentioning and what you're talking about are part of the institutions. Prison is an institution. Hospitals are institutions. Schools are institutions. Think about why we keep having these damn so-called drills with these damn schools getting shot up. Come on, family. That should have kind of struck a nerve when Sister Antoinette asks, are they going to kill the children? What do you do? Do you think these are just random? They test runs, baby. All of this is what you just said, Mel, is no more than a test run, because school is 21, which is 3. Permission is 39, which is 3. When we give our children over to the school, we not gave them permission to even give them a damn shot.
Yeah.
Shot is 21, which is 3. We've been talking about the 3.
So what you just – I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, yeah. You know, we saying it. I'm just saying a connection with the numbers on what's being said, and we bring it up and we kind of dismiss it. No. See, because this is the fixing that we talk about doing. It's up to us to fix this shit. Us is 12. That's the 3. See, it's up to us. We talking about it, but then again, that's the first line. The talking is bringing us aware of things that we should be having conversations about. And not worried about, again, them, they, this, that, and the other.
Yeah. But you really perked my ears up, really, and I never looked at it that way when you just used that word institution. Because if it went public and the sirens went off, they say we're going to institute martial law. Or we're going to institute the what? That was very interesting. So okay, let me because I gotta go. But I want to also just I'm gonna still be in and out. But the second point I wanted to bring up when you were talking about the children, and when you were talking about how they were forcing the children, hold on, I got it. Damn it, because you really made me think when you was talking about with the law. Give me a second, man, and it'll come back to me. But yeah, the white elephant law is definitely real, and it's still in effect. It's a very old law, trust me, it's old. And they won't let you see it. They scrubbed it. They changed the definitions of it, but it is still actually a law. Oh, okay. With my child, damn it. I'll be back. Give me 10 minutes. I'll be back.
All right.
Let me reconfigure. All
okay.
Right,
well, Brother Mel is doing it. He hit a nerve again, like he's trying to pick up on that nerve that I struck with him, is that write it down, family, again, what we're talking about, even in this class discussion, right, see, because, again, it was beautiful for me what Sister Antoinette said, that, wait a minute, I lost the page, or the system went down. We always talk about that. If it does, or when it does, what are we going to
have?
What records do we have if we don't have hard copies? That's why with me, I'm looking at black and white things I wrote down, because I don't even use the computer. The computer is my brain. See? So this is my primary function of constantly not letting my mind get weak, and I get all these debilitating brain diseases of memory and anyway, this is for me a way that we can offset that, because we give too much to technology, to computers. And we talk about when it crashed, when we go black, what we got to refer to. If it ain't a hard copy where we printed it, if we ain't wrote it, because the printing, even for me, is the writing. See?
So what you're saying is back in the day when you would ask a girl for her phone number, you would pull out your pen and your little black book, and you would write her name down and her number in the book.
There you go. That was my era, but it never stopped with me. Because it ain't about a phone number now. It's about these numbers behind these words that I've been dropping, you know, that now I even tie all that to. It was a reason why I kept a little pad with me, you know. But even that, for me, using that 5, I got 5 on it, knowing that these last 50 years and the years that we still dealing with, we still ain't got it right and figured it out. You know, for me, the biggest flaw that the black movement had behind King was referring to it and fighting for civil rights. Keeps changing with different ethnic groups that use it. For me, it was never about our civil rights, it was about our damn human rights. What are we fighting for now with the woman's right for this and a right? We wasn't fighting for our human rights, and we still don't have them. We're fighting for our rights now that we're constantly talking about being taken away because we were diverted from it, fighting for something that we already had that was called civil. We was already civilized. Who made us uncivil by the word? For me, by the daggone number, but we ain't going to get into that. It takes us off. But that was the mistake, because that's why 50 years later, we still fighting for a woman's right to choose, a human right to choose, because we didn't get it right, and we still haven't. That's why we're going backwards. Because we didn't learn, as they said, if you don't know your history, damn it, you're bound to repeat it. And boy, if we can't recognize it, those of us, as Brother Mel just said, with that little black book, and we wasn't taking notes because our memories are dull. So hopefully, again, this class discussion will help revitalize the information that is embedded innately in all of us. And through the stimulation by way of the conversation activates those memories that we're now talking about to bring the order out of all this daggone chaos that we talk about. Were you trying to say something, Brother Mel? Or was anybody trying to say something?
I'm not going to leave your side, though. I'll soon come. I'll be back.
Okay.
Okay.
So
okay,
was anybody,
if anybody has some. No, if anybody has a question or comment regarding this, if you press number one, I'll be happy to bring you in. Okay.
Did you have anything else?
I did, but I mean, if you want, wait a minute, we do have someone. Wait a minute. Area code 347.
What's good?
Brother Thomas, I missed you last week.
Hi, Brother
Thomas. Again, since you on, let me again properly thank you for last week when you were able to come on for, well, the week before last when you
anytime.
I just want to thank you.
Yes, anytime, and I appreciate you ask, it because I was not able to really talk too much.
You sound very strong today. You sound like you could sing the national anthem right now. That's how strong your voice is right now, sis.
Thank you.
You can get your Whitney Houston on. I was going to say, you was talking about Brett Favre. That's his name. The ex-football player, Brett Favre. Yeah, no.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I wasn't saying his name correctly. Thank you.
Yeah. He's a very good football player, but he's caught up in this scandal to fund millions of dollars from the welfare program in Mississippi and then take those resources to build a volleyball stadium or something like that.
Yeah.
I think he should go to jail. He needs to go to jail for that. That's sport. You can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you take it from the poorest people. This dude got to have about $200 million. It ain't like Brett Favre's broke. He's getting paid like $30 million a year. You know, he got crazy endorsements. I don't know why he would. And just pull the money out of his pocket and pay for it, but take it from those niggas. You know what I'm saying? So,
what it was supposed to be for. You know, you wanted money for the volleyball, then that's where you got it. So you should have, you know, the money that was given to you, you should have used it for that purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he definitely got the money. No doubt about it. You know what I'm saying? So that I was just calling to say, as Brett Favre, I wanted you to get it clear because, you know, who watches football should know who that is, right? You know.
Taking money from the welfare recipients of Mississippi,
which is already the poorest state. I think it's the poorest. Mm-hmm. It's not Mississippi. It's the second poorest. But you taking money from them people, that's just dead wrong. Because it's also like I think that has the highest percentage of black people that live in the state. And they have like Jackson, Mississippi, and it's another big city in Mississippi, which have both of those cities got over 80% black people. Like they got the highest percentage of black people. So I'm just looking at who he's taking the money from. Like, damn, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, he played quarterback. He made his career throwing the ball to black people. I guess he said, I'm going to take their money, too. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Brett Favre, just to clear it up. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate
and they're going to get them with the water. I think they just turned their water back on.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Okay, we have another caller with their hands up. Okay, go ahead.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, please.
This is round table night. We letting it all hang out tonight, right?
Yes, we are.
Not a specific topic? Okay. So I wanted to ask Thomas, because while you were talking, I just watched this commercial about the meta, and they got the Africans. They got these Africans, and they all saying how they could connect to the world and this metaverse. Because I know Thomas been talking about this for quite a while. Metaverse is here, it's unrolling, and is this the 5G? I saw like last week or two, somebody launched like 3,000 satellites in the air once simultaneously, and I just wanted to get his take on this metaverse nonsense. I'm sure Brother Eddie got the numbers to that metaverse, but I wanted your take on that. What's cracking, bro? Is this augmented reality and transhumanism and thing, is that all bound into one thing that they call the metaverse?
What have I been saying again? I just mentioned it with the British Parliament using dates and times. And even I constantly say it's hidden in plain sight behind the number of the words. Do you know the number of the word that comes out your mouth? That's hidden right in plain sight. We're constantly talking about the fourth dimension, four. We're constantly talking about spiritual, four. We're constantly talking about God, four. Truth, four. And then I keep telling you they use that number because they know the frequency and the power of that number, and they rename things. Facebook is now Meta, and they're using the Meta verse, Meta 14, verse 24, 26. 14 plus 26 is 40. Four. You keep seeing God. You keep seeing truth. I've been saying this, I don't know how long. We keep going back to what they're doing. I keep telling you what they're doing. It's spiritual. We keep saying, what is the metaverse? What did you just say? African people from Ghana, they mention. From Rwanda, they mention. And some other a country in Africa. And then they show people from Europe. But yes, they're telling you what? Metaverse 4 is artificial. Artificial is 4. What are they messing with? The spiritual, which is 4, which is real. Real is 4. Keep telling us the way in that they put us in, we get out. It's the same number. They just keep giving us a different word. The number family remains the same. Game family. That's why game is 14. Five. It's that I got 5 on it. It's that 5. That's why the whole game has taken us off of love. That's the code 14. The code of love. Love is 14 to 5. They playing a game. That's why we worried about color 14, race 14. We human beings, which bam, comes to 41, y'all. The 5. And they just use a different word that has that same number of frequency that we keep regurgitating. We manifest. Manifest is 32. The 5. We speaking this in existence, family. I keep, woo, I'm getting off topic. But anyway, Mel, directly, that's all we're doing. We are using the artificial metaverse to enforce with the energy behind the words. We're not seeing that this is artificial to the real, and we're giving the artificial more power than we're giving the spiritual. Why ain't we talking about the spiritual? Instead of what is the metaverse. We don't see what the metaverse is taking the place of. The spiritual family. The truth.
Yes, it is. Yes.
The metaverse ain't got shit to do with the truth. We keep saying it's artificial. It's augmented reality. Mm-hmm. It's virtual reality. Wow, virtual reality, 49. 4 plus 9 is 13. It's the 4. They keep using the number behind the words, and we stuck on a word that we still trying to figure out. Because we don't see how to connect the numbers, family. That's why we into
Brother
the
Eddie,
four.
I'm still on cassette tapes and VH. I'm still on VHS and cassette tapes. So, and
look, I love the VHS. I love them.
I mean, I'm just saying. So am I doing myself a disservice? Am I getting left behind because I have to eventually accept that the metaverse is coming? And will be retarding
like said,
myself,
except,
basically?
No, right. It's what we're doing is we're giving something that we see, we've been talking about, more energy. And we give it even more energy if we basically comply. If we basically buy into it, we buy it, we use it. Not only are we giving it energy, we're giving them money that they can use for another toy, another gizmo that keeps us in what's called the 4-4, the digital age. Better yet, the 4 is called the Matrix, family. Are you in the Matrix and don't know you in the Matrix? Talking about the Matrix, the metaverse, the Matrix, and you ain't talking about the real, the spiritual, the truth that we're supposed to be talking about that energizes, stimulates, and motivates us to the next dimension, the fourth dimension? Are we constantly preoccupied with this third dimensional nonsense. Come on, family. I'm leaving in your hands. It's the round table, family. Go ahead.
Can I talk? We have several people with their hands up.
Yes, go ahead, Brother Thomas.
Yeah, your numbers never made more sense than how you just put them together. I'm just sitting here blown away. And I had did a show on the fourth dimension, and I was saying all this technology is made to give you the illusion that you're in the fourth dimension. It's a fourth dimensional technology. And you're not getting to the fourth dimension until 2160. That's, you know, according to, you know, how the what they call it, that's when it's going to be the percussion of the possession of the equinox. 2160 on the nine. It's going to be complete. It's going to be done. And you start over again. So they're gonna give. They can't get there. So they're gonna give you the. They're gonna give themselves that experience of being in the fourth dimension without being in the fourth dimension. Now you got this. Just in the third dimension, you got a game called Grand Theft Auto. Everybody probably heard of this game. And in this game, they give you like pretty much actual layouts of one city is, I think it's called Liberty City or something, but it's New York. So it's pretty much whatever you see in New York when you're in this game, you're driving around, breaking into stuff, it's the actual stuff, you know what I'm saying? They got another one for L.A., which is also Vegas, L.A., and San Francisco, all in one city. Then they got another one for Miami. And I think the first one was Detroit. So they put it all this in one game. And the people playing just the basic version of this game, right, because you're putting your headphones on, you're all talking to each other as you're walking around the city, whatever, doing whatever you do. You could do drive-bys. You could kill each other. You could do whatever. And they actually went to their hoods in Los Angeles and got the whole thing set up just like it is now. Like this is however the games are laid out today in Los Angeles, they did it in the game. I said, oh, this is amazing. Like, so when this gets to the, that's just the, on the PlayStation, when this gets to your, you put the headset on and you're in this game, imagine the mindset, you know what I'm saying? When you could ride around and you're shooting people, and you can beat people up, and you're in a gang, and then you take that headset off, and you go out in the real world. What's your mindset going to be? You get what I mean? So that's the danger in the metaverse. Like, once it gets, right now, when you look at it, it's kind of like watching cartoons. It's not good. But as it gets better, the graphics get better, and they become more realistic. Like how when you first played the football Tecmo Bowl, and now you play Madden, you can see the big jump in how the graphics look. Like, this actually looks like real football now. You know what I'm saying? You're like, I can't even believe I was playing that. So that's what it's going to get to. And once it gets there, the way our brain is set up, we perceive things that we see. And we perceive it. Our subconscious doesn't know the difference between real and fake. So when we see something in the movie or whatever, we see something blow up, our subconscious stores that memory as we saw it. So you know what I'm saying? But that memory stays there in that frame, and you draw from your subconscious to your conscious. So once you start in this game and you're really killing people and you're really doing things, and it looks more realistic and it feels more realistic because they're going to put the haptic suits on, and when they get stabbed, it's going to go through them a little bit. You know, they're going to feel it in the suit. It's going to be, they're going to not be able to tell the real world from the fake world.
Is it desensitized and becoming delusional and desensitized?
They're not going to be able to tell the real world from the fake world.
From the fake world, yeah.
They're going to be in a permanent augmented reality themselves. You get what I'm saying? It's going to be like a psychosis. They're going to actually diagnose these people and put them in places. you know, like it's going, they're going to be dangerous to society. They're not going to be able to tell what's real from what's fake. So when they in the real world and you walking past them and they shoot you, because that's what they do in the game.
Can I say something, please, Thomas? Thomas, but I know
ahead,
there's a lot of people that, that want to speak as well. But when you're saying
yeah,
that, it's like
hands up.
Okay, I'm going to stop right now. But think about surgeons, pilots, everybody that's doing this. They're doing artificial surgery. They're doing AI surgeries. They're not doing it on actual bodies. So wouldn't that correlate as well, like in a different augmented reality? Like if they had to do it on a actual body after they've only been trained through AI or augmented reality, it's not just crooks and thieves. It's surgeons. It's everybody. I'm just going to leave it at that. I love y'all very much. Peace.
Thank you, Brother Matt. Okay. I'm
Let me add this real quick to everything. Yeah, Brother Thomas, and that's right on point. And I just want to add to that, when we think about it, what have we been talking about for so long? Mind control. This is no more than just a part of mind control to get people program. We also call it the Manchurian Candidate. See? And last but not least, for Brother Mel, think of some of these little shows we see, like America's Most Funniest Video or what have you. But we've seen people with those visors on playing games and tearing their furniture up, you know, thinking they're bowling or they're playing baseball or whatever it is. And they really think there's somewhere else. You end up seeing the person on the floor. So it's funny, everybody, you know, they got this on and actually thinking that they're really falling or whatever they're seeing within these visors, they really go for it. Next thing you know, they're on the ground. So, yeah, this is all part
Running through their walls, running into their TVs, all of that.
You've seen that, you've seen it. So,
I've never seen that. Lord, that's terrible.
But go ahead. You got other callers, so let's bring the family in.
Yes, we have other callers. Okay. Area code 313.
Blessings.
Hello,
Blessings, can you hear me? Yes.
Yes,
I'm
ma'am. We can hear the spear.
Greetings, Miss Kim.
You're honored again. Blessings to everybody. I just wanted to say, Brother Eddie, when you were talking earlier, I was saying to myself, anybody dealing with the spirits, but you just came right on in it. The word says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and people that are in charge of God's age and spiritual wickedness in high places. Mm-hmm. And I've been saying all the time about these videos where the kids are fighting wars and they're teaching them how. Why would you train a child to, why would you put a video together to show somebody how to do something wrong? That's what the FCC, when I was talking about the FCC the other night, the FCC's purpose for the radio, the Federal Communications Commission, they used to regulate the airwaves. No regulation. Where there is no regulation, you know what happens.
Yeah. They man to his own devices.
Yeah, television.
I just
want to say real quick, television called it censorship back then. They censored everything.
Mm-hmm.
When we were coming up, even when we watched comedy shows, you never saw a husband and wife in the same bed. They were in twin beds.
Yep.
And if anything deal with anything sexual, they call it fade to black. They faded it out to make sure. If anything, you imagine whatever you wanted to imagine, but they censored everything. But as you said, with the FCC, anything and everything goes. Go ahead, Ms. Kim.
Now, the FCC is not doing that. The other night I was asking Judge Brown, what can we do about that? Well, we got, as you said tonight, got to stop talking about it and get busy, you all. Yeah, you're right, Ms. Kim.
Yes.
You are right. Okay, I'm going to go to the next call. Code 732.
Good day, Antoinette. Good day, Brother Anthony, and the other people, too.
Greetings. Is this Sister Ishtar?
Yes.
Yeah.
How you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay.
Good.
Go ahead with your comment.
Okay. What I wanted to ask was about the white elephant. Okay,
yes.
They say that it's considered as kill all prisoners.
Yeah, that's what he was saying. Yes.
Okay, and then it was like institutions. So is the military an institution? Because the military, Social Security.
Oh yes, military is. that's the government's institution of defense. So yeah, that's an institution.
Mm-hmm. The three of them are all together. So is it just like all of the institutions, or what is that?
He was asking the certain places that he mentioned happen to be institutions, part of America's institutions, you know. So your place of employment is an institution.
Yeah.
The government is an institution. Schools are institution. A church is an institution. A prison complex is an institution. I say schools, colleges, all of those are institutions. So basically, anything that's an institution, which means what? The government basically runs it at the end of the day. It's part of an institution that, you know, is backed by the government, a church. How does a church, isn't a church tax exempt?
Yep.
The church works for it.
Yeah. 501(c)(3).
You know, schools are funded by the government, you know, through other funds, and now they're making them where they call them charter. I'm getting off course. Go ahead, Sister Ishtar, with your question.
Okay. Then I had another question about the games that they're playing. And when they play these games, you're talking about putting those big glasses on your head, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the thing with that is it's going straight to the brain. 5G, it's probably, 5G up to 9 probably now? It's coming in. And it starts destroying the brain cells, and that's why it's so easy for the people to be in that game killing, and when they should be coming back to their self, it's hard to do because the cells, certain part of the brain, is still telling them they're in that game. They're destroying the organs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Could you imagine a small children playing a game and then go to school and reacting and no one knows what it is? But that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister
Ishtar. And I would like to just add to that you don't have to guess. The children are already doing that. They're already playing these games. You know, I've seen and went in households in the communities I go to, and I've seen the children from teenagers to 7, 8, 9, 10 years old playing these games that Brother Thomas was talking about, Grand Theft Auto and everything else, things that, you know, shocked me when I came in and saw what they were playing. And who am I to say anything to the parent or anything? I just already know, you know, if it's something I can do, I'm wait till I'm asked. If I'm not asked, I keep it moving, you know. But again, this is what our children are being fed And the parents are, to me, the enablers, because the child can't play or pay for no game, can't pay for no system.
And don't pay for no
babysitter. You know,
the games are not a babysitter.
Yeah, well,
no, but that's
like
what they're
the
using for.
That's what the television was. Now it's the games. This
yeah.
is why, again, game, same thing I said, game recognized game. If we
yeah.
recognize that these games are affecting our children and we're still allowing our children, we've heard other people talk about even the people who made these social media sites and games did not allow their children to play with any of this technology because they know, you know, but it falls on deaf ears. And again, all we can do is try to reiterate to those in our circle. And for me, I basically mean my metaphysical circle family, because when I look at my own personal dysfunctional family, it ain't too many in my family that could deal with what I'm talking about because of their blindness, because of the program. And I give it and let it be and keep it moving.
Yeah.
And these are the therapy sessions during this class that I come on here with the family to share, you know, these ideas that I have dealing with the numbers that I see, you know, with the issues at hand and how we can offset all of this. You know, for me, seeing HIPS, and HIPS are no more than the acronym for hidden in plain sight. And it's the number behind the word that carries the frequency of power that's hidden in plain sight behind everything we say, because we manifesting it. We are speaking it into existence. That's the real power we have that we don't take heed to really use. And as long as we're not talking about things of the power that we have instead of what they're doing, and how we can offset that with what we already have, with what we've been given. See, they gave it to us, and I feel they just didn't think that we were smart enough to figure it out. But it ain't got nothing to do with what they are thinking. It's again, what is always, what's been written, so shall it be. This has been written. This is,
well, also, Brother Eddie, it's what we do with it.
Well, that's always, that's the action behind everything. See, the words that we use to stimulate and activate is just part of the key. The other key is called actions. Actions speak louder than words.
Than words,
and an action ain't saying a word, but it's showing the action behind what the words are supposed to be given. This is why we practice what we preach. We are the example of what we want to see. So we got to be what we want others to see. If we ain't being it, be. Damn it, just be.
Yeah.
And we don't know how to. Anyway, let me get sidetracked
all
the way.
Yes, okay, bring in the next caller. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I thought you were done.
Internet.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Where two or three. What does that say? Where is that going, Internet?
It says where two or three gathered in my name.
Together and agree.
Yes.
Where two or
that
three come together
yes.
and they agree. This anything there?
Yes.
That's what I'm responding to what you asked, Brother Eddie.
What did I ask you, Ms. Kim? Please refresh my memory.
What do we do about it?
Yeah, okay, yes. So we have to
and
come to an agreement on.
But
go ahead, Brother.
At the end of the day, for me, the love that I even see behind what I'm given, because love is 14, that's the five. Agree that Ms. Kim just used is 23, which is the five. It's got to make sense in the love of that spiritual essence that I'm even being given, that I even see and recognize behind what the family is saying.
This is what keeps me coming back, you know, because I keep reiterating this way, that way, and the other way, but eventually we all going to start to see it in one manner or another. And another thing, as I said, I love it already because we already saying these words that reflect these numbers of God.
Yeah.
And we don't even know. We don't. That's why I use the phrase, do you know the words that are behind the numbers of the words that are coming out of your mouth? Do you know the number of the words that are coming out of your mouth? Because for me, I'm saying that's the key, that we're all talking about God, Jesus Christ, and everything that we've been taught and don't even see it behind the words that we use for different reasons, different manners, and different ways, and how to connect that spiritual essence of what's coming out of our mouth in a way to offset any and everything that they've ever been trying to do. We can speak that force that we're talking about coming to help us into existence because it's already here.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
The action of us even speaking the part, we ain't got to even do the action right now, damn it, because we ain't speaking. For me, the number of God with conviction and what we giving to the family.
Yeah.
That's the power that activates what we keep looking for, help, that we ain't started helping our darn selves yet because we don't like that third dimensional plane entertaining physical and material nonsense that the media, the news, and everybody else that's playing that part is giving us. And it drains the energy of what gives us the power to manifest what we've been given innately by God. And we don't recognize it. For me, my part is to give it by the number. For me, that's undisputable. See, because I didn't come up with English, damn it. I know peaked the game. That's why English is 5 and game is 5. Damn it, stop it. You can't use this word in English. You can get me with, you start talking Greek, Latin, French, Hebrew. Oh, my Hebrew, bro. This doesn't equate. Because that's why the baby of all languages, which is English, 5, that mm-hmm. Babel, 5, Tower of Babel. Do we know where we're going with the story that we've been given in the way that they've given it to us? Even by that story, do we calculate the number behind the words in the story to see the wisdom? Because that's God for me, baby. And like I said, we all have a personal relationship with the Bible. And I'm ready to entertain anybody's personal relationship. But when I hear regurgitated nonsense that I've been hearing from different ministers all my life, they getting ready to go down anyway. We can discern now. We can sift through. Even if we couldn't, we can now. Because God, the creator, the universe is dictating the change. Brother Eddie's just been giving the tools to help us see. Help the blind see what they couldn't see. That's why it's hidden in plain sight.
Yeah,
everything
well,
that I say,
yeah,
that number
says God has to clean out his own house first. So God is cleaning his own house out first. But I'm going to go on
to
the next caller because we still have callers with their hands up. And they've been on hold for a while.
Okay.
Now, I'm sorry, area code 706. I'm sorry for keeping you on hold so long.
Good evening, Sister Antoinette. Good evening.
Hello, Brother Tom.
Good evening. To God be the glory, Miss Kim. How you be?
Bless
Brother
you,
Eddie,
God.
Tutmos,
bless
Ishtar, Mel.
All right.
All right.
Brother Kwame, glad to have you aboard this round table class discussion.
All right, and I'm going to put this on the table. ATEM, what does that spell?
Say that again.
ATEM.
Amen.
ATEM.
Atem? Atem? What is it?
A-T-E-M. Atem.
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 Atem. Right?
Atem. Okay. Yeah, what is that?
Turn it around backwards. A-T-E-M.
It's meta.
Meta.
It's meta backwards. You turn it around,
okay.
It's meta.
Meta backwards is Atem. And
yeah.
They use that word, you know, we're looking at this new word, and when you look up words, and you said it, Brother Eddie, you said the words, you know, English is the newest language. You got to look at it if you're speaking something else, because most of it comes out of Greek and Roman,
mm-hmm.
and Latin.
Yep.
And so when you look up the etymology of words is what you're doing, because metaverse is a new one, because you have metaphysics, you got meta-communications, you got meta-history, you got meta-logistics. But what they use in that word is the science in which transcends the physical. And that's what Cutmos was saying, is that they're attempting to transcend the physical and putting you into this virtual reality. When you have dreams, is that metaverse or is that innerverse? You dream dreams. You see all these things, right? The dreams in which you dream, and the things in which you see within your dreams are an innerverse. It's your inner. It's your subconscious connected. It can take you out into the universe in that dream state. So what you're looking at is they're transposing it, because they're taking you. That's why they say it's keeping you into the physical. Because you need to go to the innerverse. And this is what the distraction to take people away from their innerverse and put them into that metaverse, to put them into this augmented reality. You have virtual reality, augmented reality, and there's one more. Tutmos, you still on? I can't think which one it is. It's three of them. It's virtual, augmented, and there's another one that they're putting in. It's what?
Mixed.
Yeah, but those three are what they're really pushing now in order for them to have mind control, which what we're speaking of. But I know Thomas, when I came on, was talking about the water in Mississippi and Jackson, and that has to do with who is the mayor of Mississippi, Chokwe Lumumba. Who was Chokwe? And you're from Detroit, Miss Kim. Obadeli, Dr. Obadeli was one of the founders of the New Republic of Africa. Chokwe grew up in the New Republic of Africa. New Republic of Africa was saying they wanted not so much
land.
They wanted the five southern states. That was what they wanted for reparations. And they were pushing that he grew up in that
era
of the New Republic of Africa. This is why they're attacking him, because he's the mayor. And what they're doing is they're getting back, because he still has that consciousness in saying what they needed to be doing in that 80% black state. I mean, he's the mayor of Jackson, but you have the three largest states, which is Texas, that has black population, is Texas, Florida, and Georgia. And so what you're seeing is that Florida and Texas, is that you just seen what Florida did. They sending all of their immigrants to other folks' states. They just really kidnapping people and sending them to other states, because they just dropped off from there in Delaware. And they did.
But they said in Delaware they didn't come.
Right.
Brother Kwame, they said in Delaware they didn't come.
Okay.
They were looking
but
for
then
them,
they
said
them
they
to
didn't
Martha's
show up.
Vineyard.
Yeah.
Right, but they sent
and
another
even
group
there
to
they
Martha's
said they didn't show up. The people so where are they shipping these people? And then someplace they said that they arrived in Jersey. So I don't know.
Because and what they're doing is they're distributing people to places and saying that they have this much power. The institution of a state says we have enough power to send who we don't want here, or if they considered immigrants, we send you somewhere else. This is the part of, or now they've implemented and what they're doing in rechanging the law, it says is that woman, you no longer have any power over your body. We're taking your body back under control. And now they're looking at how are they going to do if they have gotten that through. They can go back and change if they've got enough federal judges sitting in place and they got their Supreme Court stacked to where they now can go back through the laws that we were given rights to have and rescind them. These are very challenging times because, like Tutmosis said, 2050 or 2060, 2050 is the you got, we're in Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and Agenda 2050 are these agendas that are now using the force of what they're using now in delegating laws and getting things in place. This is what they jump into is the 2030. So they're looking at, knowing that they're going to be a minority, they are looking at ways that they're going to depopulate and create this genocidal process. And like Tutmosis saying, you paying all, getting our children to play all of these mind games, and they going out here and don't know reality from what's real. And they going out here killing people and having mass killings and creating sleeper people. So you have a system now through AI that is killing. And if you looked at the new movie, it's Halle Berry playing, I think it's Moonstruck or Moonstalk, where the moon, they find out that there's a whole system of the moon inside the moon that we were part, our ancestors were part of, the part of setting the moon in place because they had to leave the other part of the galaxy because they had created AI and AI had grown intelligence to where it was destroying anything electronic and anything that had organisms. And this what is look, So what they telling you already, what this has the possibility of becoming, they told you this in 2001 with Hal, that these computers now with these supercomputers and quantum computers, these computers now that you'll put a program in or an algorithm in, they combine all of the intelligence of that computer to where it begins to create its own mind that the way it wants it to go, and that's the danger.
Oh, my goodness.
And let me add a little bit of this to the mix for the family. We've heard of quantum physics, and we're talking metaphysics. Quantum physics is the scientific side of what they're doing. Metaphysics is the spiritual side, as we've been saying. It's that unseen, because spiritual is unseeable side. And with numerology, all that I'm doing now is showing the unseeable of metaphysics by way of numerology. So it's a little bit easier now, because everything that I'm given metaphysically is no more than God and Jesus Christ is right there in the English alphabet. If we just take time to share, that's why this is why they hid it right in front of our face. Because at this particular time, entering Aquarius, the revealing, all is supposed to be revealed. This is just another way that we can now use with the number so that we stop arguing, bickering, this, that, and the other, because as I will constantly reiterate, we keep saying the same number. We keep saying God. We keep saying truth. We keep saying love with a different word that has a different application because of its designation by its definition from who? the creators of English confusion. It's all the five family. That's why I got five on it.
Can I add to something you say, Brother Eddie?
Sure, of course.
Okay. That's why I started off when I was saying how meta community, meta history, they've created the word. Meta is, that's why I look at etymology of the word. The word forming elements of the Greek origin, meaning after, behind, among, between. The second part is to change and alter a higher beyond. From the Greek meta, it means in the midst of, in common with, by means of, between, in pursuit or quest of, after, next, after, behind. It doesn't say anything what you're giving and saying that this is spiritual. This is what I'm saying.
No, I'm not
spiritual.
No, I'm not saying that. Even by the number of meta being 14, what they're really saying as the word they put in the definition, it's change. Five is change. Meta is change because meta is 14, which is five. Change is 23, which is five. That's what meta, we're going through a change.
Now, what is spiritual?
Spiritual is four. It's 40. That's God.
Okay.
That's real. That's truth. I'm just seeing all of this. The meta, like I said, is the game of love within the change because we ain't seeing love even in meta, the change that we're going through. Because that's why we keep going back through that the code is love. Well, that's meta. But we on the meta instead of the love.
Right. And that's what I'm sharing, and that's what I'm trying to clarify. Is that the meta about a change? It's changing the concept. Yeah, it's putting a word in front of all of these other words to say that we're making the change in the verbs. We're making the change in the history. We're making the change in the language.
Yep.
We're altering it with AI. We're moving from divine intelligence to artificial intelligence. We get to believe something that is not their own.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to take the next caller.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that.
No.
I was asking what number is word?
Word comes to 15, which is a 6.
Okay.
And I can get deep into the 6. By the word is God, and God was the word, and the word was with God, because, again, that's what we balancing out now, these words that we've been given, which are spells on us. As the Beverly Hillbilly said, set a spell. Take your shoes off. Come back now, y'all.
Yeah.
See, we've been put spells. These words are spells if we don't know what we're saying. We keep saying that we cast a spell. These are spells. For me, the number tears it apart. It breaks it up. So we can see exactly what they've done. Everything that Brother Kwame said, I concur, because he's saying everything that I'm saying by the number, and he's just saying it a different way. You know, that's why he had that verification of what number is meta, change.
Mm-hmm.
We see the change that they're trying to put us through, but we can see even deeper if we see as many words, because I'm only giving what I've been giving with my limited vocabulary. Brother Harris ain't no big-time scholar, but I'm enough for us so that I can give us what I've been given so that we can get the heck to the next level, family. But, Constantine, they're going to the next caller.
Okay, I just opened up the line, area code 843.
Yeah, I thought I was open. I didn't want to interrupt them. Greetings, family. Glad to hear your voice, Sister Antoinette.
Yes,
greetings,
Brother Eddie.
How you doing, Five?
Hey, I'm setting the spell, bro. I'm setting the spell.
I'm sitting down.
I had a friend when I was in elementary school. That's exactly how I used to talk, man. He would say just like that, you know, old world. It was a brother.
And
it sounded
like my grandpa used to say that too.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Bruh, you are doing a science, man. It is a science what you're doing. It ain't no idea. It ain't no thought. It's a science, number one. Number two, it's like what y'all speaking about these video games and all of this stuff. It's separating us from our emotions. It's separating us from love, you know, because to go through these games is the best way I could explain it. Go through these themes. You kill people, you take their car, you could beat them up with baseball bats. You can come back after they get up and hit them some more and laugh at it. You know, but the reality is the shoe's never on the other foot. Somebody with some good sense need to make a game where it's the other way around. You're the individual in the game that's getting abused, and see if people would keep playing video games if they on, you know, on the other side of the bat and get ran over by those cars and whatnot. One more thing I wanted to say, Ed, what is reset? What number is reset? Because it's like you talk about the new deal, all of these things that's taking place, you know, with these games they're playing, you know, Charles talking about he's at war with carbon. Some of these African countries are starting to speak to, even though I guess I'm kind of shifting the dynamics of the conversation, but there are some people, going back to what the brother was talking about, how he feels that this is going to affect everybody. On certain levels, it's not going to affect everybody because everybody's not participating in, you know, this kind of technology and things like that. A lot of people are wondering and observing to see what's going on, but they're not necessarily participating. They're observing what's going on so they would know how to navigate through these low-level situations.
Right.
I waited so long.
Let me interject this real quick before I forget what my mind, because I didn't write none of it down. I'm just going by memory because of the numbers that you asked me, but I'm going to tie it together real quick. You know,
okay.
You said a lot of us ain't on a particular level. Level is 19, which is that one. We ain't on that level of technology. Technology is 37, which is that one. Why we're not on that level of technology? Because we're still on that sound 19.1 of that frequency 37, which is 1. You asked about the word reset, 28, which is 1. See, this is why they call it the Great Reset, because the reset only changed what they call the 1, reset being 28, the 1, or the new being 10, which is 1, world order. So you tie all this garbage together, we see. The 1 for us that's actually happening is the awakening, baby. Awakening is 1:37. We're going through an awakening, a reset. They're trying to reset to something new that they not came up with. But it's the same old garbage. Because like I said, they just keep revamping the name, change the name, but the number, baby, remains the same all through history. Even the book, the Bible, baby, when we read it in numbers, we stop spitting that garbage the way they must spit it to us. Because it's our history, and we don't even see it. Because we don't see ourselves and how they done twisted it. But anyway, that's another story, family. But go ahead, Brother Eddie.
Well, wait a minute, before you continue, let me make this announcement. Brother Eddie, are we going over or are you down tonight?
I'm good as long as you good. If you good and straight, we got the family, and the family is hey, at the table. So we're going to keep the table going. It's going to keep the circle going.
Okay, well, y'all have 13 minutes and 57 seconds to call in. The call-in number is... Oh, Brother Eddie, you want to get the call-in number?
Call-in number is 515-605-9343. Again, that's 515-605-9343.
Okay, if you have a question or a comment, if you press the number 1, I would be happy to let you in. Don't forget, y'all, on Sunday, Dry Bones at 10 a.m. for the Helios Delios. And 3 o'clock, don't forget we're drumming. So we're praying for divine intervention. And that's 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, no matter where you are in the world. When it's 3 o'clock Eastern time, we will be drumming. And Brother Eddie, you want to give your contact information?
Yeah, I can be reached at eharris12764@gmail.com. That's eharris12764@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay, y'all.
Okay. What divine?
Brother Eddie.
What divine? What about it, Brother Ed? No, I wanted to ask this. What divine intervention are we supposed to be praying for that they're drumming for? Is there anything
for
specific?
All of this madness that's going on in the world. Go ahead, Ms. Kim.
No, I was just sitting here saying to myself, that's a mystery, because we want divine intervention for what? We've got to be more specific. And I was just saying, so we need to find one something that we can agree on, and we will see divine intervention. Two or three agree. We're agreeing for divine intervention, but divine intervention or what? We've got to say
well,
what?
Well, it's for all of this madness that's going on in the world today.
Not all this madness. We've got to say what?
What we should
be
asking.
Let's make one statement.
Go ahead, Brother Kwame.
No, she was asking a statement, and it's very true. The thing that I look at it and say is, the question we ask is, how will this free us? Whatever it is that we're choosing to speak and do in our community and as an individual, number one, how will it free you to help free others?
Okay, while y'all pausing, I tell you something that's been on me.
No, ma'am.
Something that's been on me all day. We just found out that Judge Brown is running for mayor in Memphis.
Yes. Yes.
Working with SCLC, I remember going to Cleveland for Carl Stokes to help in his campaign. I remember going to Gary to help Mayor Hatchett.
72.
What did you say, hon?
No, I was saying that was back in 72 when they had that big convention where they was running for mayor and they Hatcher.
Right, and Mayor Carl Stokes was the first black mayor. We went to Cleveland for that. So all day today, I've been saying, is that something that we can do to help Judge Brown in Memphis? One thought that maybe we can do to help. I'm not asking for the answer right now, but we can think about that.
Good thought. Put it out there, Ms. Kim. That's great. And, you and Brother Kwame from that question of Antoinette, divine intervention, and Brother Kwame, what you said as far as what you would do or what comes to mind for you is to free yourself while freeing others. You know, it's, oh, man, not only the numbers, but just that reigns supreme, because in that divine, that three that Ms. Kim is talking about is what we don't do, family. It's called we're not detailed with the information. We even use the analogy of the devil. The devil's in the detail. Why aren't we?
Right on, brother.
Being detailed with what we're talking about being divine. Seek, and you should find, ask, and it will be answered. So we got to ask. It's the same thing that I say for so long. Ain't no wrong question. It's just that we haven't learned how to question. the right way to get the answer we're searching for. And these people, I don't want to call them out their name, know what you're referring to, but if you don't dot that I and cross that T and say those particular magic words that they're looking for,
forget it.
You ain't going to get it. Y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, I went through it. That's why the key is being detailed, family. Being detailed. Detail is 30. I love Brother Kwame coming in with that 3. Call free. Free yourself. Free is 21, that 3. See? And when I thought about it really quick, when brother, because I always thought you got to start with self. And I never thought about it that way, but even thinking about it, I'm already doing what I'm supposed to do and what I love doing with these numbers and words. For me, that enough freed me, and I'm quite sure y'all can hear what I give has freed me from this bind of this English language that still have a lot of us trapped because we can't see our way out. Because anything that we refer to, guess what? We go into somebody else's manual, somebody else's book that happens to be English that's giving us their definition behind these breakdowns of these English words. We the damn dictionary, family, and ain't figured that one out. Another story for another time. But again, that was one of the things dealing with that reset that Brother Eddie brought up, which was a statement that I said last week in class, business before pleasure. You know, we all have different ways and angles and opinions on how we feel about any phrase or any word we hear. But as I always try to reiterate, I attack everything by the number first before I even start breaking down the words individually. That phrase, business before pleasure, comes up to 95, 9 plus 5 is 14. I got 5 on it. Woo! And I always say, I got 5 on it, even comes up to 41, which is that 5. So it don't stop. See, because business before pleasure is no more than right now. We're using that number 95. The opposite way, 59, which is silence, is golden. A lot of people listening ain't saying nothing, but it's golden because they're figuring things out. They're connecting the dots. They're filling in the gaps because that's all we're here to do with our particular parts in a conversation is to fill in the gap, to connect the dots. See, another question I want to bring up, too, was don't judge a book by its cover. Do we really judge each other? But when I look at that phrase itself, too, don't judge a book by its cover. It comes to 92, which is a 2. 11, 9 plus 2 is 11. I don't judge the book by its cover. How would I judge the book? Well, once I opened the book up and started reading, now I can judge the content within the book. So for me, yes, family. They say don't judge nobody, but we all do. Let's be serious, see? Because for me, to truly understand that statement of you now discovering what's in the book when you open the book, well, once a person opens their mouth, their conversation lets you know alone if you with them or against them. That's a judgmental right there. When you listen to a person and that person crazy is, I'm being nice. I don't want to curse, but y'all know we got some. So yeah, that's it. Their conversation lets you know. So that you judge that person that I got to get away from this fool. I ain't got nothing to do with him. If I stay here and listen to this nonsense, who's the fool? Me or them? You know, we should be judging yourself. I already know. Here, family, I love y'all and y'all love me because from just the love and that love reflects, yeah, y'all judge what I'm talking about if it makes sense. Sense is also 5. It's dealing with love. It deals with facts. Facts is five. Agree is five. To me, you ain't necessarily agreeing with me. You agree with the sense that I make because it ain't coming out my mouth. If it don't make sense to me, I ain't bringing it home to you. Home is 14, which is five. Family, y'all home. I'm bringing it home to the round table. See? So when I look at Judge, yeah, I'm keeping it serious, yeah. If I'm talking to a knucklehead woman because I'm trying to find a woman and she letting me know that she fickle-minded, you know, I'm too old now to just think about sex. Sex is 14, too. That's the five. I'm using the 14 called my brain. See? So, again, that's all dealing with, again, that 14-5, sex, 14, love, 14. You make that baby from making love or having sex. Different words, same number. So it's an act. So, again, through when we share being 23, which is five. When we care for one another and show we care, care is 14, which is five. That's all part of that love. When we even talk about meta being 14, we rearrange those letters again. It comes out to mate. Your love, 14, mate, 14. We hear that all the time, love, mate. Rearrange those letters again and mate. And it becomes tame. It becomes 14. Team. We all on the same team, family. Do we really know it? Because that same 14 or that 5 is nations, 23. We from that nation, and they call us 14 color. Y'all copper color. Y'all ain't copper. We know gave y'all. But you accepted the number for me before you accepted the name. We know what to give it by name because we know your number that it reflects.
Could I add something to what you're sharing, bro?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, and you said love, mate. And the thing that we were looking at, the word meta, because the word meta is the word mate. M-A-T-E.
That's what I just said. I turned all that around. Meta,
right.
Mate, team, it's the same thing, letter.
But what you hit key on is, you know, don't judge a book by the cover. You have to read it. But when you open the book and look in the page, all the letters are black and on a white page. So it's definitely giving you some insight. If you know what you overstand and what you put in those words together.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And when you said sex, and see, the thing that you're looking at with sex, because you know me with words, sex is nothing but a spiritual energy exchange.
Energy exchange, yep.
Right. It's not coitus, sexual intercourse. It's a sex is a spiritual energy exchange.
So I
just wanted to speak to one more thing, Ed. It's interesting.
For sure, man. Go ahead.
It's like,
please.
It's like what our higher reality is, which is spirit or the soul. It's just like what, you know, what's being demonstrated here, that artificial intelligence thing. Is separating divine beings from being one being, which is your face suit, your physical body, and that spiritual being that is clothed in the flesh to get in that proper alignment and letting that higher being guide you. Because when you're in certain environments, you know if you should or shouldn't be there because of what you feel. You feel things sometimes before you can see them. So therefore, these are the things that are most important because they can't duplicate that. There's no reasoning to a feeling. It's just something that you know. One more thing I wanted to say was it's interesting, just like in our culture, the midday number was the year my daughter came into this physical realm. No, yeah, the year. And the evening, well, the midday four number was the year she came into this realm. And the evening three number was the day and the month that she came into this realm. And today is the day of my grandson's anniversary of his birth. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is.
Yes. Culturally, a child is supposed to go to their mother, lay his head on her lap, and say all the disagreeable and wrongful things they did last year, and then being that this is the day of their birth, they're supposed to speak to the things of greatness that they plan to do in the year to come. But these are some more things that have been taken from us that's no longer part of our culture that maybe we should strive to implement again and create our own words and come out of this foolishness. Because if we stop participating in a lot of this stuff, you know, everything would definitely change, because what the eyes and the mind doesn't see or participate in, it doesn't necessarily exist. You don't know what's going on around the corner from you because you're not around the corner. That's all I wanted to say. Thank y'all for being you.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother. And let me add this little bit right quick to it with what you were saying, because Brother Thomas mentioned this to me quite some time ago about a code, and why don't I develop a code? Can take that time to do that, but that's not my assignment. My assignment is to give and break this code down. It's for our children. See, because we ain't going to be here. We're going to have to come up, use this, and come up with this code to kick some booty. See? So just like we all have a part, I know mine now because I heard it so much, so it's just like that echo in your head. But yeah. But it was spiritually telling you, your part is this. What the children will be talking about, let them develop it. You lay the foundation and let them build from it. So that's
what
I want to give you, bro. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to touch on a couple of things that was mentioned earlier. Sister asked about the school and how this will affect the technology, is going to affect the school kids. In the elite schools, the kids don't go to school. They put on these headsets, and they have probably one of the best teachers, let's just say math. They'll have the best math teacher in the world teaching 2,000 of these elite kids at one time using the headset. They're in the classroom with them. This will soon be a replacement for schools. That was one of the things they did during COVID. They didn't have the kids go to school for a whole year, 2 years, I think. That was a dry one. What did they do? They used technology to do homeschooling. That's the next step to homeschooling, is these headsets. Put the headset on, and you're in the classroom setting. And, you know, you're sitting there in the classroom watching this person teach a class, and you're taking your notes and everything while he's teaching or she's teaching. And, you know, they're going to position this to us as this is going to be better than the failing schools your kids go to now, because you'll have the best teachers now. You know, your kids will be in the classroom with the best teachers. So. So that's one of the things I want to point on, that it's definitely going to move its way into schools. And two is what Kwame touched on, And this is also important, that it's going to be three types of these realities. You got virtual reality, and that's the headset that you put on. And when you put it on, you can't see nothing else but what comes on in front of you. So once, you know, it's on, whatever they have in front of you, you see it and you relate to it in that way. You're going to have augmented reality. This one is the most dangerous one because we're all going to have this. And it's going to replace our cell phones. First, it's going to work with our cell phones, but then it's going to replace them. You're going to go get glasses from Lens Crafters or Pearl or Cohen or Sunglass Hut, official glasses, you know, whatever brand you want. And they're going to just implement this in the lens. And while you're at the store, this is going to be showing you little commercials that pop up for the products you see and all that stuff. It's going to be through the glasses. And that when that comes, they already had one pair called Google Glass. That was like 12, 13 years ago. And now they're going to be rolling them out. But like I said, at first it's going to work with the phone. Then it's just going to replace the phone. So everything's going to pop up in front of us. And then you have mixed reality, which is those two things put together. And that's what is going to be in the school. That's what's going to be called mixed reality. You got Microsoft HoloLens. You can look that up. They use that at my job now to have virtual meetings with each other. You know, they put the glass on and their little avatars in a conference room with the other people, even though none of them are in the same room. And they're able to have like a meeting and share spreadsheets and all that stuff in that space without actually being there. So that's what's going to be for the classroom. Can I mute myself?
Wow.
All right.
Boy.
Could I'd like to piggyback on what Brother Eddie was speaking about and looking at how the child is supposed to come and themselves to the mother. The thing that we have to look at, and today is my great-grandson's Earth Day. He was born today, too. And the thing that I shared with my grandson is that to tell his wife that it's her birthday, it's his Earth Day, because always a woman births a child comes onto the planet from her womb, and that is our Earth Day. And so the thing that happens with it is women are the birthers, and once we come on and take that first breath, it is our Earth Day. It's the first day of our breath on Earth because we were living inside of that woman, and then we've come out of that woman onto the Earth. So that would be the way in which it was that you go to that mother, like he's saying, and you confess. Because even in the movie, The Real Book on Roots, when it really came down to it in true tradition, that when a man comes from his rights, he would come to his mother's hut and prostrate himself onto the earth. And the mother comes out and acknowledges, "Rise, my son, you are a man." If she doesn't rise, if she doesn't come out and tell him that he's a man, the rest of the village will not recognize him until he goes through tradition and does what is right for him to have ownership of his manhood. So these are different cultural rituals that we did in order to acknowledge the higher parts of who we being and becoming. And so looking at how we do this, and I wanted to ask Setmos, because I've seen where in China they have their classrooms with the laptop that has sensors that the teacher is sitting there, and if the person drifts away from their lesson on whatever it is that they're doing, it automatically tells the teacher that person is distracted from what he's doing as a lesson. And it flags him, and it discredits his grade. This is how serious they've become with this. And so the thing that we're looking at is that what we saw in the beginning of sitting at a tree with all the children in front of you sitting up on the earth was the first classroom. And we've got to look at how do we put these two together. And, yes, we need to look at what technology and the information highway, but we also need to come back to the divine intelligent way and being able to come back to Mother Earth and to sit in the realms of communication with nature. These are going to be key things for saving the human.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I concur. I concur. And to add to with Brother Thomas real quick and to the family, be aware because, again, we've talked about this for some time. As your children play these games, yeah, we can look back sometime and say, damn, they are good at this. They beat this. But they also are using these games as monitors, just like the computer, to collect data, to find out the best of the best, so they can come get your babies and have them not only design and make and create, because they see the brilliance and how they're able to beat these games. They even set them up now where they can play online and get paid. Because these are some of the Manchurian candidates that they're developing through mind control and paying these people, oh, so they can keep playing. So, yes, all this is a part of just like in school when they came, they got the best of our children in our communities to put them in their elite little schools so that they can have our best minds. They still do it, and they just play the game now. Still using your children. Yes, sir.
Excuse me for interrupting you, but I just wanted to bring something home in reference to what you're saying also. Those machines also get to know your stress levels. They get to know what makes you happy and sad and all of those things. So going back to that Manchurian candidate again, it's easy to know how to stimulate or trigger somebody to behave a certain way because of the games. You know, they have sensors in them also. Just like sometimes when you get hit, you do certain things. I was told those remote controls vibrate on certain levels. And I think it was about 17 or somewhere between 15 and 17. They came out with this little thing that looks like a seesaw, cameras on it, and it sits like on a little base, but it's like a bar, and it registers things. So when you move a certain way or whatever, it either moves with you or counter. I seen one over my cousin's house, and I asked about it, and he clearly said, and I don't think he realized what he said. He said it judges and registers your emotions. When you lean a certain way or when you get mad or when you lose and you get senses how you feel, and it'll lean more so towards one side or the other. So it's just like what you're saying. They're really striving to get as much information as they can. And again, I hate
so they can make
I don't really
want
to be in a black. Yeah, to make the game better, but it's more so to learn how to control. How to make you act a certain way so they can come get you or use you like Ed said. You know.
Right.
One more thing
but
I want to say before I go to mute. One more thing, Kwame. Let me just say this. We need to start doing like our ancestors did. We could look at the calendar, yes, but we need to get a farmer's almanac and then get an app on our phone in reference to where planets are in the sky at particular times, because that's a better way to keep time in reference to what's really going on the earth or what could go on the earth. And then you can look back and see what happened 100 years ago, whatever the case may be, when that happened, just like what you're talking about, the Tower of Babel. We broke the languages because people were violating the appreciation of a deity. They shot Nimrod shot an arrow into the heavens to wage war on heaven, Star Wars, or like this military force. I yield. Thank you. Thank us.
Thank you.
May I say something? I wanted to.
Yes, go ahead, Ms. Campbell.
When TikTok first came out, America banned them because they say that they're finding out too much about them.
Yeah,
did
China was. Yeah, they said
so
that China was getting too much information
about.
From us.
Right, and we're giving it, too. So that means,
yes, you're right about
they're checking Americans with all that you all are saying, everything you all are saying, this is actually going on right now with everybody with the TikTok stuff.
Yeah.
From another country.
Right. But what we're seeing is that, Brother Ed was saying, the part in which they're gathering data and information, because this is why they're making these quantum computers. These computers are putting in all of the information because we all each have a cell phone and we all each have an IP address. This is how they track us through this number, just like you have a social security number. Thing in which you do is that when you use these artificial intelligence and this technology, it's tracked. And so what they began to do, that's why they call it the face with the book. Your face and your book of record is what they do in being able to take the data that you give them freely. You pay for a phone, you pay a bill for them to gather information on you. And what they're doing is they're creating what they now have in China is what they have, a behavior social credit. You're not going to have the credit system, Equifax, and all of these others. You're going to have a government-regulated system of behavior social control. And these are the tools that they need, which they're using technology to where you're going into what we got. We came out of Jim Crow and the laws and the things that went on and being able to control the people of color. Now you're getting ready to go into the Jim Code. These codes are now going to be used with your information to be able to regulate your behavior and your credibility for them to supply you with the resources that we normally have the birthright for. They're finding a way to take control of that.
Brother Kwame had something on his show where a man was talking about controlling the mind of the people, that they almost there.
Yes, 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 and right quick,
Brother Kwame was talking about the money.
What was that?
Right.
I thought I might have said Brother Kwame because he was talking, but it was Dry Bones if I did. Dry Bones had a tape on his show. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, but as Brother Kwame was talking about that mug shot that they renamed and called it Facebook. Well, Facebook by number is 6, it's 24. And Facebook is part of AI. AI is 15. That's 6 again, 24, Facebook 6, AI 15, 6. Well, Brother Ed was talking about what they're doing. The 6 that we constantly talk about that they're using is called algorithms. 42, 6, because it's basically paying attention to your attitudes. 42, 6, through not only your game playing, but your word. Word is 15, 6, every time we text and every time we speak. Again, it's no more than a different monitor and data collecting systems on 15, the sixth call, the human. 15, the sixth. That's why the human 15 is being replaced by the new human called AI 15. Different word, same number. In and out, six. They're just replacing us, and they're telling us exactly what they're doing. And if we don't take control by saying the things we say, we're manifesting what they are using these things for, because we can't see what we're saying that they're doing to offset it with the frequency of the same number, a different word.
Brother Eddie?
Yes, ma'am.
I have seen in the neighborhood where I live, I have seen people that have developed into what has been said that they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Could I look at something? And we're it's enough of us on here that's old enough to remember. When you bought a Sunday paper, you used to get a little book in there that tells you what? About
the
television.
TV Guide.
The TV Guide. It told you all the programs that was on the television. The TV Guide was for you to be able to see what and choose what you wanted to see at what time. Now they have these remote controls, and you push on there the menu, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Menu or guide.
Yeah, what most of it says menu, because it's me and you. It's how what they're doing. You're saying that we want to come into you and see what you're doing by using that word, me and you. M-E-N-U.
Okay, yes.
You get it? You see?
Yes, I see it now.
And then what they did was a TV guide, that the television was to guide you into the programming that they were already putting in that television. It was telling the vision of how you how you watch as the world turns. What all of those soap operas that used to come on, all of those game shows that were coming on. Because those were the programming of you becoming a consumer. And now that they've got you programmed as generations after generations of consumerism, now they have to get that, they have to now put themselves in you to say, okay, we want to control your like it says on the Outer Limits, we control the horizontal, we control the vertical, we control the volume. And this is what you have now, total control of your media world.
Yes, and Wildman Steve, there's a TikTok of Wildman Steve, and he was talking about, I think it was in the 90s, how they've taken control of everything, therefore they own us, because everything is decided by the corporation by way of the people who control the corporation, just like all of this foolishness going on, just like what the sister was speaking to about how she went around to celebrate and assist particular mayors and politicians getting in office. We really need to get back to that. I've been saying this for years, you know, well, not for years, but I realized this, I say around 18. The people that we need to get into office these days need to be between the ages of 25 and 35, and I'm going to tell you why. They're still close to having a decent self, a decent mindset of self, and sometimes they are humanitarian. So they will govern and want the environment to be more so of equality. Instead of having interest of elites, they will be looking towards the people because they love their mama and they love their daddy, and they want a better world. But anybody that's up in age and things like that, no disrespect, because I'm kind of up in age also, you know, we're kind of programmed. You know, most of them are programmed. They get into the environment of politics, and they want to keep things the way they are, and they are somewhat fearful of losing their life. So if they could threaten you and scare you, you know, you just might, one individual just might surrender and just keep it as business as usual.
I yield.
Yes, that's a good point.
But, Ed, that's a good point. But the other part to it is that in them constructing the three parts of government, they should not give something to someone for life, as the Supreme Court justice has. And the other part is that they should not have the Senate for 6 years and the Congress for 4 years. You can only do it. President can only be in office 2 terms, 8 years. That's it. That's the thing that needs to do it, because corporations have bought people and they keep them in there to keep their agenda for their corporations. This is what we need to look at. There needs to be a change in the allotted time that a person is allowed to be there, because there's always changing of generations. You've got people that's been in there. Joe Biden is one. Joe Biden was signed. He was the one, like he told in the debate with Kamala Harris, he was the one that had her bust because he signed the bill.
Right.
Yeah.
And now she's his vice president. I mean,
And that's the only job he's ever heard. I heard that somewhere. I don't know if it's true. I never researched him. But he's never had any other job but politics. Ain't that a kick in the head? Talking about a pension.
But you've got a bunch of them. That's the only job they have. And that's what they do, is the job of the corporation.
Wow.
That's why I was mentioning going back a little bit, family, on the power of these words are hidden behind the number. We kept using that number of God, of truth, of spirit. When Brother Kwame was mentioning control, but he also mentioned, I love it, me and you, because I always just use it, hey, who do you think's on the menu, family? See, because menu is 13, family. That's us.
Yeah.
We've always been on the menu. This is why the experiment, which is 40, family, has always been on a rat or mice. Rat is 13, mice is 14. If it's not the mice and the rat, it's a damn monkey virus. Monkey is 14. Monkey in the middle. See? The number will reveal all of this garbage and what they're referring to by us, by the number. They use the word and we get caught up in the image of the word and not the number, even behind the image, which are signs and symbols, family.
Right.
They're using this to max.
Right, and what you're sharing is two key points. And two key points is that the rats that they're using in the laboratory and the rat you see running around in the hood and the mouse you see running in your house, you don't see no albino rats with pink eyes. These are special-made rats and mice that they use. They don't see no albino monkeys. The monkeys have still the same color as they naturally do. They've altered the rat and the mice in order to look at how does this reflect us, because we want to experiment how to protect us from all of this by using a white rat and a white mouse.
Correct. That is, yes.
I think they made them. They must have made them weaker to do the experiment they had to do on them when they took the color from them. But you know what, Brother Eddie, I was thinking about the numbers. You said it's all about the numbers. First they took the numbers away. No more rotary phones. Instead of us using our brain cells to remember the numbers, they replaced the numbers we remember with the cell phone, with names. Then, in the very beginning, it was the unk oomph was like a one. They measured the sun. They took the oomph. They put a string on it. I don't remember how they did it in quarters or what, but it was done by numbers. So they took the oomph. They put the string on the oomph to measure the sun, the day. Then even after that, they took the oomph and turned it into our first letter, the A. So it was all about the numbers. Numbers were always first. So whether we know whatever was first, what is this saying now? I think they say, what is it? The last, save the last, save the last, save the best for last. But we know a lot of these sayings are not true. The first is the original. So these numbers, like I said, I'm so far away still yet, but I've really been paying attention. Things, I mean, I went all the way back to when I was in elementary school, remembering and putting this together. But yes, these numbers are really something.
Yeah, we're here. And what you're looking at is that you're looking at a keypad that's on a phone. And really, you hit a point where you're talking about using the onk and the string. But if you look at the cartouche, in which they did a elongated rectangulars with curves on the end, that it was a name surrounded by the sun. And if you look at the phone, it's made in that same design to where you're focused in. That is this phone is surrounded by the energy of a battery.
Yeah.
So you're looking at these ways in which they've designed certain things that are similar in order to keep your record of your own consciousness connected to something that you don't consciously remember, but your unconscious remembers. That the way that this is shaped is the way that something that was written in Egypt in the hieroglyphs was surrounded by the sun in the cartouche. And this is the same semblance that they're doing, because even when you look at the number pad, there are 9 keys on that pad, but 2 of them, one is the astral or the star, and the other one is the pound. And the only reason they did that was so you could switch over to another line when they first did it. When they start adding, they took the rotary out and they start making the princess phone and the touch tone phones, is because they had to be able to switch over to another company's line. And so they put those, the star and the pounds on there, because you use it now to, you know, hashtag is what they're using it now in talking and saying hashtag or the pound sign. So all of this symbology is taking on different meaning, but it's to that part. The thing that I wanted to ask Ed was,
which Ed are you talking about?
The numbers. Transform.
Okay.
What does the number of transform mean? What comes up to?
Seven.
What about renewed?
That's a 7. So 7 is where the transform, the 7 would come to consciousness, actually, the 7.
Right.
Or higher consciousness is like the transform that we are actually talking about. So that's where I would go with that as soon as I would see transform, because it's the root word of transformation, which comes up to 50. We back to the 5.
Right.
So, yeah.
Renewed, Brother Eddie.
Renewed is a 1. Renew is 28. Renewed with the ED is still 37. Still the 1. So, yeah.
And
like I said,
this is what we're looking at in this new era. There's a transformation that is coming about for the human in that we're moving from the carbon base to the silica base. And this is what we're seeing, is because back in my day as a child in the 50s was basically carbon base. Now with technology, which is silica base, is where you're seeing this transformation moving from VHF and UHF to digital.
Yes, I was
coming up with some numbers because I don't use it as much as I hear it, but I got to get it locked in. You use it a lot, carbon and silicon. So I got to get silicon locked in, but carbon anyway, we know what that is. That's 14. That's that 5. See? And that 5 we talked earlier with meta and change. That's what they're changing now. As you just said, that carbon 5 into silicon. So, yeah. I'm with you, bro. I ain't got no choice because the numbers lead me there and show me. And again, the key is, family, I see these numbers leading me one way. It does not stop you from saying it another way as long as the numbers are leading you. Because they're supposed to give you your answer from your angle, your way. Because you have a whole specific group of words you use, not recognizing the numbers of any word you say. But that's your key. Once you figure that out and start to see that, anything you want to know, you'll figure it out. Because now you have a different way of seeing all of your so-called problems. As they say, we got the key to unlock all the locks, because key is one and lock is one. You got to have the same number. Excuse me?
Go ahead. I was going to ask, what number does Onk and Sun give?
11. 11, that's still the two.
Both of them is 11?
Yeah.
But so, see, the thing that I'm hearing that when you're saying, you know, when we look at the word, that's a frequency. When we look at the number, that is a frequency. And see, that's the challenge. In which frequency do you tune in, hone into? Which frequency gives
I'm saying the same thing. The only difference is for me the number is the frequency, not the word. We've been given the word that's been misrepresented. That's why we break in and sifting through all this. So it's the number that carries the power of the frequency. Once we find that that's been hidden right in our face, that number, because we speak in the word, but we don't know that the word carries a number. That's the frequency is in the number, not the word itself. I've been giving classes on this for some times, and that's what we still getting to know. We all hearing the word and the frequency that the word, not knowing the number, that word that has the real power with that number that's showing what it represents. That's why we can't tie any of the words together, because we don't see the frequency of the number that connects the dot. That's the power.
Right, and this is what the earth and the forest. The forest in itself is trees and plants, but the frequency of it is numbers in 432. And so you're looking at each planet is given a name, but it also has a frequency. And so everything resonates through the frequency of vibration. We just give them words.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's the frequency. The frequency was the measurement of the sun, and the word was one.
No, I look at it. The word carries a vibration. That's when we be talking about vibrations and frequencies. It's the word that carries the vibration. The number carries the frequency.
So the
frequency we can differentiate the word and the number.
by the frequency and the vibration.
So the frequency was one.
Generates that.
And
right,
the vibration
frequency.
Was the sun?
Huh? What was
the
that?
The frequency was one, and the vibration was
one,
the sun?
No, the vibration is six by number, like word is six.
Okay.
But the power of the frequency is the number. So it's that number that's giving that power to the frequency that's coming from our voice. That's why we lift every voice. Lift is two. Voice is two. Thank you, Ms. Kim.
God be the good.
That's the two that we're not using, as Ms. Kim was saying, when you're in the spirit of more than one, which is two, I'm there. All we got to do is speak the truth.
The words we speak agreeing upon.
Mm-hmm. And again, the words I've always heard ministers say, the words speak through me. They truly do, because they speak through me through the number. Because I can't even put my opinion in there no more, because what I get, the numbers say, But again, there's duality and balance. We're supposed to push that order of the positive, because it has a brother called a negative. And they work side and side. But again, that six, that word, that balance, is called choice. See, so we have to make what we call that right choice when we're using these words to balance everything out. I'm balancing it by the numbers to balance all these words out that we don't see. My brother, Elder Kwame, balance it by using the words, being a wordsmith. And like he does, he converts the word, rearranges the letter, changes them around, and it's all great. But at the end of the day, regardless of how we change the letters to say whatever word, the number remains the same.
And that's the part of English. Would you say the part of using that language, because we have to first have to learn how to spell, and that's why you have a spelling test at that.
Correct.
That was in school at the end on Friday. You would have a spelling test because all of these words you learn, and you learn how to spell them to put all the tones together to create the frequency of the spell.
That was it. And the ABCs that we learned through frequency, music. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Twinkle,
right.
Twinkle, lit. They called us at an early age. See?
Right.
That's why they
because
put us on this frequency of English is the wrong pitch. That's why even School 21, Devil 21, uses a what? Pitch fork. Four, y'all.
And
that's
what
why it ain't no triton. It ain't called a triton. It's called a pitchfork, a tuning fork. We've been off tune from the very beginning once we learned spelling of English. Ooh, go ahead, Brother Kwame.
Yeah, because you said, and that's what the tuning fork is the tuning fork is in the scale of music. There's only certain arrangement of tuning forks, like it's like every good boy does fine. Is the space and lines in a sheet of music. I think that's right, isn't it, Ms. Kim?
Yes, sir.
In music, when you're writing music, there's alphabets for the lines and tones, and then the space in between the lines is letters. Because I remember in music, I always remember because it says, every good boy does fine. That was the space in between the lines on the music sheet. And then you had a note, a whole note, a half note, a quarter note. And these were the vibration of tone that was to create the whatever the sheet of music was being arranged in, because they arranged the number of vibrations to orchestrate the music. You know, the drum would have this beat, the horns would have this, the guitar would play that, the drums would do this. So when you arrange music, this is why it was the genius of a musician that could take from the unknown, bring it into his mind, put it onto the sheet, and bring it into the known by playing what he heard in the unconscious.
Beautiful, just beautiful. Because even when you look at that seven, we're talking about
A, B, C, D, F, G, and those notes that we talk about, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, those seven, that represents
right.
those seven chakras, those seven seals, those seven liberal arts that we're supposed
right.
to unlock, break the seal.
What number soprano?
Spell is 18, but spells are 24. See, we're under spells. That's no more than the word. That's no more than the rules that we're governed by. And they tell you that the spells and or rules are, damn it, meant to be broke. We're supposed to break these spells, family. See,
yeah.
They set it up, but we got to figure it out. Shit. They ain't going to tell us
right.
how to get out of jail. It's in us already. That's why they running out of time. They out of time, and they running
yeah.
scared. They running scared.
Yeah, because
go ahead, brother.
Now we done figured something. I was going to say, we done figured out verbs, pronouns, adjectives, and all that other stuff they taught you in English.
Yeah.
Yeah. How to break it apart.
So, yeah.
Well, Brother Eddie,
before you all go too far, I'd like to just implement this here. That what you were talking about, the arranging with the music, they're no longer doing
right.
that. They're just sitting down picking out tunes and what they think. Actually, they ain't really writing, and they're just doing the same thing over and over. So that's something that we got to bring back. Our young black musicians are not dealing with arrangements written down, because they can't count probably in the first place.
No, they you got a whole orchestra on the keyboard.
Yeah, synthesize.
They don't know what they're playing. They don't. They can't tell you what they're playing.
Yeah.
On the keyboard, looking at it.
It's all part of when we are talking about this artificial metaverse, virtual reality, fixed reality. All we saying that they started that when they took music out of school, family. We remember when we had music class.
Don't get me on that.
Excuse me, y'all. We have 9 minutes left before, you know, and Blog Talk could cut us off at any time. So just in case we get cut off and I don't get to thank y'all for being with us, I want to thank y'all now, and I want to remind y'all, don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday for the Helios Billios. Don't forget Brother Ray on Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, no matter where you are in the world, that we're drumming. And don't forget Judge Joe Brown. Remember, he has a show on BTR at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. So
when?
We want to make sure that we support him as
is
well.
What is it on blog? What is it on?
He's on Blog Talk Radio.
When?
Wait a minute. I do have Friday at 4 p.m. Okay, wait a minute. Let me give y'all the number. The number is, okay, wait a minute, if I can see it. Mm, 929-477-1167. And again, that is
929-477-1167. And that's Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. So we also want to support the judge since, you know, he is running for mayor. So, you know, don't forget Dry Bones on Thursday. Don't forget Brother Ray on did I say Dry Bones on Thursday? Don't forget Dry Bones on Sunday. Don't forget Brother Ray on Sunday. And don't forget Judge Joe Brown on Friday. Okay, with that, Brother Eddie, you want to give your contact information?
Yes, yes, yes. I thought I was on mute. Anyway, yes, again, family, I can be reached at eharris12764@gmail.com. And, yeah, if they do cut us off, I, too, reiterate, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Love you, love you, love you, family. And, again, this has been, for me, a great roundtable class discussion because I'm sweating.
Yes,
I think I've told y'all before, when I start sweating, that's an indication for me, and not just by the word, and the water, woo, baptized by that water, natural water. But sweat is 23, which is 5, along with natural, 23, which is 5. But again, that love, which is 14.5, I love you, family. And y'all keep doing what you're doing because you keep inspiring me with your therapy through our conversations to keep me grounded and doing what I'm doing because I'm actually doing a 5 called writing a curriculum that's needed for our community. Something
yes, sir.
Is truly needed.
Yes, sir. I'm so glad you said that. I can't remember what it was on Wednesday. She said that the gaming and all that, that was supposed to be helping money going to the schools. The schools in worse shape than they were before then.
Yeah, that's just
that.
Like here in Illinois.
Love you all. Thank you so much. You were beautiful.
Thank you, Miss Kim, as always, and reiterating that with the game in the schools here in Illinois and I don't know where else. When the lottery even came out and was first created, supposedly that money, a good portion of that money was supposed to go to the schools. If that was the case, as people know, why did 50 schools close under Mayor Emanuel, and we're having everywhere pickets and strikes on schools, this, that, and the other, you know. But, yeah, all
but
of
was,
these things.
Was it,
go ahead, Brother Quayle.
Wasn't Illinois broke because they couldn't even pay the people that won the lotteries? They didn't have the
that
money
too,
to pay them.
Uh-huh, as they say. That they just,
but where did it come from? See, we got to look back at something. Everybody knows about their pick three numbers, you know, the daily lottery number, pick three numbers. We created that. It was called policy. Playing the numbers.
Yeah.
That was something
that
we created.
They took it.
Yep. I didn't have the history at hand in front of me, but yeah, here in Chicago, yeah, we know that's again something that they did to again not just stop us, but to monopolize and capitalize on something that they saw
that
was big, and big because it came from the minds of who? Yeah, we started it. So, yeah,
they showed that in Malcolm. What was the guy? He was the Jamaica, the West Indies, whatever his name was. He could take numbers and didn't need paper or pencil.
Paul Reiser writes arrangements without pencil or paper or the piano. And he's the one that did the arrangements for Psychedelic Shack and Papa Was a Rolling Stone. We don't have none of that no more. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and they made sure that they disconnected that by, again, taking real
but
instruments.
You know, yeah, what? But what you said, Brother Eddie, they took music out of school. You know when they really messed up? When they took
what?
Away recess, that was it.
Okay.
They took recess out of school. I say, that's it. The kids ain't got a chance.
Can I tell you what they did here in Detroit? They sent an emergency manager to the school system, and he left here with $300 million.
He did what?
He left Detroit with $300 million.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm. I haven't heard nobody say nothing about that.
Wow. Probably, I wonder where it went.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Somebody talking about
it. Nothing.
Oh, my God.
And then the other man come in Detroit goes bankrupt. So we need to be renewed and awakened and all of that, everything we said tonight.
Well, I wish you all the highest exaltation.
Oh, well, oh, yeah. Everybody should know that it's tonight around midnight. I think I forgot what time it is on Eastern. But we're going into the fall equinox, and we're going to have that one day of equal day and equal night. But on Saturday, the 25th, is the new moon, the first moon that will be for the fall and the harvest moon. And what we're needing to do is what we're doing now, sitting at Kitchen Table University, putting the numbers and the words together in order to break these spells. And so we're feeding the consciousness of whoever will play back these shows from what we are putting on here from each and everyone's heart for others to hear with that ear in their heart.
Okay, let me just backtrack with you a little bit because you probably didn't hear the first part of the class when I started the class off dealing with that, dealing with the nine, getting into universal time. But really quick, what I talked about was today is supposed to be the last day of summer. Tomorrow, supposed to be the first day of fall or the autumn equinox. And for me, being on that universal time, getting us where we're supposed to be, as you mentioned, Saturday actually comes up to the 24th. And it was a story that Sister Antoinette sent me, but just getting into that, today here, our time, and if you took the time in your particular area and look at when the sun rose and when it set the times, well, for here, it rose at 6:37 and it set in 6:49, giving you 12 minutes. And by their account, each day gives you an added 2 minutes and subtract 2 minutes from either side is coming from. So with that added time, it would be Saturday, where Saturday sunrise would be at 6:43. Saturday evening sunset would be at 6:43. Equal day, equal night. Tomorrow, it will not be equal day and equal night. That's why, as we say, the calendar is off. We constantly talk about the calendar. That's why the timing of the equinox and the days that they give us is off. We're just resetting ourselves to universal time, not man's nonsense. And then we follow it, and we're kind of off because even with what I'm talking about and what it's telling us with equal day and time, we don't even put that into what we're talking about when we call the change of the seasons, because we know it should be on the 21st. But they've changed that so much because of the leap year and all this calendar nonsense. So just dealing with the time of equal day and night, that's Saturday, the 24th. So, yeah.
That's even better because that's the new moon.
Yeah, that's like I said, that's why it all adds up on that new moon. Because, again, we've been talking about that one, new being one, and it's coming in on that one new moon being that first actual day of the equinox. It adds up for me. So, yes, I love it. You know, like I say, let's take what they gave us and really
dissect it, get into the details, give it back, get our power back, and then whatever we want to do with them, they just in the way. Because we ain't out to hurt, no, that's just our nature, you know. But again, like Malcolm said, you know, you put your hand up there to hurt me, I ain't going to give you that chance. I'm going to take you out. As they take out our people talking about they feel threatened, stand my ground, stand my square, because I only got one square that I got to be worried about, and that's where my feet are on, and I'm going to stand mine. Firm, baby. Firm. So with that, family, if nobody has nothing that they want to add, because this has really been a good class, as I mentioned, I'm going to go jump in the shower and throw some of that memory love of water on me, let it rain down on me, and just enjoy what we've just discussed and have some beautiful reflections on this. Because that's what I do. I always reflect.
I'd like to say one last thing.
Of course you can.
The word says all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. God bless.
Thank you, everybody.
You too, Brother Kwame. Thank you.
Love, peace, and be safe all until next class. Love you.
Yes.
Okay, everyone. Have a good night. And thank you for being with us.
Bless you, darling. God bless you. Did you give your testimony, Antoinette?
No, ma'am, I didn't, but I'll do it next week on the next show. I think I did last week I did, Miss Kim.
Why are you going through all of that? You could just give them a line about what's going on.
I did last week that I feel a lot better. I feel much better than I have in about a year or so. I feel a lot better. So much better. Yes, I'm able to do things that I haven't been able to do in a long time. And I've even been cooking. Which is a good thing.
That's something everybody can do. Say to God be the Lord. The doctors didn't do it. He didn't put that in there.
No, the doctors didn't do it at all. No, I don't give them credit for that. No way. That was all the prayers and everything that, you know, people praying. And I thank God. I don't give the glory to man. I give it to God. Yes. As had it not been for him that's in my life, I wouldn't have made it. Yes. Okay, y'all. Well, and thank y'all again for being with us. And we're going to say good night. And y'all have a good one.
Bless you.
And bless you, Miss Kim.